Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Divers! Are you ready for the best?
So, man, I forget how to go. I went to the Kiss concert last night.
You wanted the best!
Yeah, there you go.
Divers, you wanted the best. You got,
well, mediocre for Scuba Radio today. Yeah, I saw Kiss last night. See, I'm still kind of up on that show. I mean, they blew stuff up. CJ with me. He helped me out to get these tickets.
I don't want to crap on your show, but you saw half a Kiss.
What do you mean I saw half a Kiss?
You saw half a Kiss.
No, I saw a Kiss, the band.
I think he's suggesting that Gene Simmons might have been there.
Yeah.
And Paul and the Star Child. Stanley was there.
Paul who? I know him as the Star Child.
Yeah, but no Ace.
From all the posters on your wall?
Yeah.
But no Ace.
He's got a hairy chest.
That's my impression of Greg.
That's very nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, he does have a hairy chest, actually. But I didn't really notice.
And Adam Lambert was in there for Ace Frehley.
I don't think that was very funny.
That's funny because he's playing with Queen, isn't he?
Yes, he's Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
In Queen.
He certainly is.
That's another show.
Hello.
Anyway, yeah, it was a good show. And, you go to a Kiss concert, best indoor fireworks display you'll ever see. It was impressive. And they filmed it for the Arena Bowl. So if you watch the Arena Bowl halftime show and see Kiss, look real close because I was there. And there'll be no way in hell you'll ever see me because I was way up high. But I had a good view of the whole thing. It was a good time.
I'm proud of you because you didn't blow your voice out cheering.
Yeah. You know, actually, I did make some contacts with the guys from Kiss. I went backstage after I made a little deal with one of the road crew, and I won't say, but you know, let's just say we had an exchange of ideas.
I thought you were walking a little funny this morning, Greg.
No, he ended up, he was a diver. And the gang, you know, the Kiss, the band is still in town, still in Orlando, and he got a message to the band because evidently some of the band members or the road crew are into diving. And they were going to see what they could do.
Stage diving?
Well, that too. But they were going to see about if they might be able to call into the show. They're going to try to get to Paul Stanley.
Are you kidding me?
The Star Child.
Now, that would be cool.
If we could get a little, a quick little phone interview with him on the show today. Now, I'm not positive if he's a diver or not, but there was a common bond between me and a couple of the road crew.
Probably the pyro made this guy. Connection. They're crazy.
That's possible. They need water to put out potential fires that they cause at their concerts, maybe. Maybe that's the draw, that draw to the water.
Well, I just meant the danger and the...
Yeah, that too.
Swashbuckling nature of
the
whole thing.
The leather spandex, that kind of thing.
No.
Huh?
So you just listed two different materials.
Leather and spandex.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, leather's a natural material. Spandex is a man-made material.
Well, they combine them. Some of their outfits.
They might wear a leather vest with spandex pants, but they don't combine them.
Well, that's what I mean. And they're
speaking
ensemble.
Of which, did you know that they purchased a football team?
Yeah, the L.A. Yeah. Kiss, right?
The L.A. Kiss.
Right.
Starting next season, they will be the L.A. Kiss.
Well, Gene Simmons is a big arena football guy. I mean, doesn't he own one of the teams in that league as well?
The Arena Football League is the league where they own the L.A. Kiss. Oh, it's okay. Not the Raiders. The Raiders are not going to go from being the Raiders.
All right.
Well, no, that was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I will say, and I think every diver can relate to this, like when you're totally outfitted and all your dive gear, you're getting ready to jump in the water, especially like, you know, you have a lobster snare or
yeah.
all this extra gadget stuff that we take down with us underwater.
I and you take a picture. I can't wait to see where you're going.
You kind of look like Gene Simmons sometimes. Yeah, I'm with all this gear on. You're all
gut,
black.
You mean with the gut hanging out and the tongue?
Yeah.
Well, when I come up, it, you know, when you're sucking all that compressed air, your mouth gets a little dry. So sometimes
I'll tell
the
you
tongue
what,
out.
CJ, when you got crowned Bug Boy,
yeah,
when you came up out of the water, you kind of didn't even need that Kiss makeup. You kind of had that expression on your face. You hear what I'm saying?
I was probably sunburned
because you were obsessed with lobster, and it kind of, you know, came through.
I was not expecting. I was expecting to get skunked.
And you didn't.
And I did not.
Yeah.
And fate stepped in.
You were kind of like, you know, the demon lobster catcher. You know, like you were like you were like Gene Simmons of the underwater world or something.
Can I be one of the drummers?
You're a god of lobster.
What he's saying is you look like you're 65.
Oh. Thank God I don't have that beautiful wig. I mean, hair.
Yeah, well, anyway.
You look like you were born in Israel in 1952.
That is correct.
You guys laugh now, but wouldn't that be cool if no. Paul Stanley calls
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah, it would be neat if Paul Stanley called.
So there is a chance.
It would be neat if...
So did you give him the number? You gave him the hotline number?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So he said he was going to see what what he could do. Or, I mean, not him, but the road crew
so,
people were
so
going to
Bill, if someone calls in,
and claims to be Paul
don't Stanley. Assume it's a prank. Because
okay.
It could be the real deal.
No, right. It would be. No, these guys were legit. And well, when they found out I was a diver, you know, you have that common bond when you talk to a fellow diver.
They,
you know, you don't lie.
I want to understand how the road crew was roaming through the upper reaches.
No, we went back. I walked backstage, or actually it was before the show.
Okay.
And they had, you know, the backstage entrance area, and I went up and started talking to the guys.
Do you go
bit.
To concerts and just look for signs that say, do not enter,
yeah.
And just stand outside the door knocking?
Yeah.
If the guy...
It works for the groupies.
If the roadie happens to be a diver, chances yeah. are they might have stumbled across scubaradio.com and seen Greg and probably recognized
him. Well, I will say, when I mentioned, like, yeah, I do this show, Scuba Radio, what do you, have you ever heard of that? No. So that didn't help, no.
Oh, that didn't help.
No.
Oh,
well, which was probably a good thing, because if he would have made that connection, he probably would have go, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But as soon as he learned I was a diver, and he was a diver too, we
you're right, because Kiss is really discriminating. They only go, you know, they don't promote much.
No. They're
not much for marketing.
They're kind
so
of
they're
reserved.
They're probably picky and choosy about what they, you know, what media formats they go on.
Right.
You know, you say that they're not picky. I've only seen them promote things that start with the letter K.
True.
Mm.
True.
Kiss things, actually, is all I've ever seen
you
them promote.
You can get a casket.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, they were promoting their wedding chapel and, their miniature golf. The Kiss miniature golf.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Anyway, we'll see if that happens today. We got a lot of stuff to cover on the show. On top of that, but as you know, like I said, I'm kind of reeling.
Oh, there's more.
The show.
There's
more. There's
Wait,
a lot
there's
of stuff.
More. It's not sold in any store.
As if that weren't enough.
We
and it's not.
This week on Fox News, a couple days ago, our buddy Stuart Cove was featured prominently.
I saw
that.
I did.
Yeah,
that was cool.
On Tonic Mobility, Bill Hemmer. He has a segment on Fox News where he does something like ask me a question and I'll answer it for you. And somebody had sent in a question like, hey, you know, what's the deal with these sharks and Tonic Mobility or
Sharknado,
something?
Sharknado. What's the deal with Sharknado?
I don't think it had anything to do with Sharknado. But Tonic Mobility, we have talked about this in the past, but that's where they take the sharks and they're wearing chainmail suits, and they kind of rub their noses of these Caribbean reef sharks, and it kind of wigs them out for a few minutes, and then they can carry them around like babies. Like
I experienced a similar thing with gin and tonic immobility.
Totally, well, actually very similar. Very, very similar.
I end up on my back, and I can't move very easily.
But you rub his belly with a satin glove.
Or a gelatin.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a great segment.
Yes.
And, you know, this tonic mobility thing.
Stuart Cove, also a stranger to promotion.
Exactly. He is the dive operation to the stars. He does all the movies, Hollywood movies and things like that, the go-to guy.
If you go, if you see him on Mythbusters, he is more than willing to allow the Mythbuster folks to wear his lease equipment.
Mm-hmm. His wetsuits and things.
Stuart Cove written in gigantic letters.
He's a great marketer.
Thigh.
And God bless him. He's a great guy, too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know what?
I like him.
What? Doesn't it... never mind.
What? Oh, he had an idea.
Clock management.
All right. Well, we got... we'll talk more about tonic mobility and sharks, the pros and cons of using that technique to get close, up close and personal with those animals, and a lot more on today's show. Stick around. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Diver, you wanted the best. You got, well, mediocre.
Dive show. Yes, Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving. I went to the Kiss concert last night. I'm sorry, I'm a little giddy. You know, explosions might have been too loud and that kind of thing. But it was fun. And, you know, I was talking to one of the roadies before the show, and we started talking about diving. And he said he would try to get a message to the band to see if they'd call in today, because evidently, I don't know, he didn't clarify. He definitely made it sound like some of the road crew for sure are into diving. I'm not sure if the band themselves, you know, Gene Simmons or Paul Stanley or any of these guys are actually into diving. But some of the road crew do that maybe on their off days when they're in places that allow such activities.
Was your roadie guy named Steve?
Actually, that rings a bell.
Hold on one sec.
What? What's going on? What are you doing?
Steve?
Is
he ready now?
Are you kidding me?
All right. Give him the phone and we'll put him right on the air.
Really?
On the phone, your friend Steve got Paul Stanley.
What? All right. Hello. Hi. Welcome to Scuba Radio. Is this Paul? Dude, what's up?
Hello!
Great.
Hello, Orlando!
Wow, he always yells like that. That's weird. Paul!
What's going on, baby?
How you doing, man? Welcome to Orlando.
Are you having a good time tonight?
It's actually the afternoon, the day after the concert. Are you just, you're like this all the time, I guess?
Scuba Radio!
Are you a diver?
You know, I don't dive, but I get down, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Well, I really appreciate you calling, Paul. One of the members of KISS with us, I guess. This is pretty remarkable. So
we got a song for you.
A song for us? It's here at Scuba Radio? Or I don't know if he's talking to the entire area or me.
How many of you like to get kissed?
Yeah. Wait, he said that.
I can't hear you.
This is where he usually divides up the crowd between the left and right.
How many divers we got tonight?
We got three in the studio here. Everyone's raising their hand. Yeah. All right, so.
That's a new KISS song. You might recognize it. It's called, When You Go Out and Get Lobster Tail, You Need Some Butter.
Lobster.
Yeah.
Okay, lobster butter. That's coming up on
Strutter.
Strutter.
He's now calling it butter.
Yeah. Okay, I like it, Paul. That's a good idea. Yeah. All right. Cool.
You want to hear another new one?
If it's as good as that one, probably not. But since we got time to kill, go ahead.
All right. This is a world exclusive right here.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Paul Stanley of KISS. Amazing.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I shot a triggerfish with my spear gun.
Okay, love gun, spear gun. I get it. Yeah. Do they get any better? Or is there more of these or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I got a few more. Ain't past nobody's bedtime, is it?
No. I don't think so. Yeah.
I got another one for you.
Yeah.
This one's called Creature Features of the Night.
Yeah, okay. Creature Feature like Captain Slate down in Key Largo. Creature Feature of the Night. Yeah, that's a famous KISS song. Okay. All right. What else, Paul?
It was called 100,000 Leagues.
100,000 what?
Leagues.
Leagues.
Okay, yeah, that was hard to tell with his falsetto.
Under the sea.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, Paul. He is really a star child. He's kind of out of this world, isn't he? Okay, is this like a new KISS CD that you guys are working on? That you're kind of reworking some classics and new
ones? I put this out on the internet.
Okay.
For the KISS Army to download.
Yeah, okay, of course.
Maybe we'll even do something with Scuba Radio.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Okay, any more?
A couple more. You all got time for two more?
Two more, that's it. We can't take any more than that.
This one I wrote when I was down in the island.
Yeah.
And I was seeing all them cool native boys.
Yeah, okay.
Getting down.
Right.
And this one's called, Ooh, Rock Diver.
What? Diver or something?
Somebody call a doctor.
Oh, like Black Diamond, Black Diver. I got it. Yeah, one of the famous classic
kisses. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you got one more. All right, go ahead, hit us, Paul.
We got one more.
What do you got?
This used to be so sounds like Peter Criss.
Yeah.
But Peter ain't here right now.
Right.
Because G-Zone kicked him right out of the band.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I heard about that.
I didn't have nothing to do with that, you understand?
Okay.
I would love for him to still be in the band.
Whatever you say, Star Child, yes.
But this one. Jeff, I hear you calling, but I can't come dive right now. Me and the boys are playing.
Really?
And we're on the radio. Yeah, you know Jeff down at South Florida Diamond Headquarters.
You know him too? That is remarkable.
Jeff.
Okay.
They're calling him Meth.
Wow. And I knew at the beginning when I said they don't get any better. I was right from the beginning. And yet Bill let me continue. Well, Paul Stanley from Kiss, thank you for calling in. Or maybe I should just say I'm sorry. I don't know. One or the other.
Baby, y'all take care.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Good night.
Oh, good night. Of course. That's how you would have to end. Yes. There you go. I see what I tell you, Bill. Who would have thunk it that, you know, Kiss is in town and they call in to Scuba Radio today. Just because of
one
that
of the things
common,
that I've always, you know, loved about Kiss is their commitment to stay in character 24 hours a day.
Yeah, remarkable. You know, and all during that, there were explosions going off and lasers and all the smoke. We'll try to clear it out here during the commercial break to get back on track next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Star-studded edition of Scuba Radio today. Who would have thunk that we were able to get Paul Stanley from Kiss on
what?
The show today?
Yeah,
that was.
When is he calling in?
He just you weren't.
What the? I go to the bathroom.
That
for
was a
one
bad
segment.
Time.
I had to go to the restroom.
Yeah, you missed the whole thing, man.
Paul Stanley called in.
Paul Stanley, lead singer of Kiss. Kiss. Yeah,
I have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Star Child, he was in rare
form. Are you kidding
me?
You're messing with me, right?
No, man.
Just because I just got back.
I wanted you to do your little singing impression. He did this little thing. Do this deal you do. You do an impression of Paul Stanley singing Heaven's on Fire right before how they start that song. Good.
Just the beginning.
Just the beginning. He did it last night, but he didn't do it nearly as good as you do, CJ.
Well, I'll try.
All right, give it a shot.
I don't know.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah, go. Yeah. See, that was good. That was excellent. You should have done that for Paul Stanley.
Oh, man, that would have been so cool.
Man, I told you not to eat Mexican before you came in.
Well, it's Saturday, so that's what I do on Saturday.
Mexican Saturday, I understand. Anyway, you never know. We could have some more special guests on the show today.
None more special than Paul Stanley.
I'm not so sure about that.
That was special.
Rumor has it that we're going to get a couple calls from... some very special characters on the show today. This was weird, a weird week. We got a lot of emails. And actually, I got a voicemail from a new Scuba Radio super fan that I hadn't talked to until this week. He had a unique tone to his voice.
Oh, cool.
But a real nice guy. He's been emailing me for months, and I was like, okay, yeah, we'll put you on the air today. So he's supposedly going to call in. And then we got, I don't know, we got a few... I just figured we'd just open up the phone lines today and
be interactive.
Be a little, you know, maybe it was.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it. That's nice.
Have you talked to him?
Of course I have.
Wow.
He doesn't sound like that.
Stephen
sounds
Hawking?
Ridiculous.
Sounds like Adam Lambert.
No, but they're, I don't know. Feel free to chime in today. 888-88-SCUBA. We'll have your calls and more coming up right after the Dan Tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 55. On most drift dives, you'll likely be penalized for participating in impromptu games of dive flag football.
You have to respect the sea.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And with us here today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. That's some good-looking gear you got there, Nick.
Thanks, Greg. I just got it.
There's nothing like new dive gear, is there?
You gotta love the new toys.
You ever have any trouble choosing yours?
Not really. I follow a few basic guidelines to help keep it simple.
Sounds like something our listeners might like to hear. Feel like sharing?
Absolutely.
Let's take it back to the beginning. Say you're a new diver. Where would you recommend they start?
I'd start with the core kit, the basics. Most divers start with a mask, fins, and a snorkel. These comprise the very basics, and in many cases, the purchase of these items is required for all of your open water classes.
I found the next thing I wanted after that was my own wetsuit.
And you're not alone. Wetsuits can be a very personal piece of gear, and many divers really want their own. If you're not sure what you'll need, try to pick a versatile option until you know what kind of diving you're going to do most.
By then you're hooked, and you're ready to go for the whole enchilada.
Hopefully. And it's always fun to watch someone catch the fever.
Now wait, that's not something you often hear from a doctor.
Even doctors know a good fever when they see it. But if you've got it, you may decide to purchase your own scuba unit, which means you'll need your own regulator, tank, BCD, and a configuration of gauges. Whether you get a computer or stick with analog, you need to make sure you have some way of measuring air supply, depth, and time.
Don't forget a weight system.
If you choose a BCD with integrated weights, you'll just need weights themselves. If it's not integrated, you'll need to choose a weight belt and weights.
I always tell my students it's a good idea to have a dive knife or a tool on you in case you get entangled.
And your students are being advised well. A dive knife or tool should be considered part of the standard dive kit.
What about a dive planner?
Most divers are going to a computer of some kind these days, but even with one, it's a good idea to have a set of tables as a backup. After all, tables don't have batteries that can run out on you. And finally,
you need a logbook to record your dives.
It's like you read my mind. Not only are logbooks proof of your dives, but they become a resource down the road when you're asking yourself, how much weight did I wear on that last one? Or what exposure protection worked on a similar type of dive?
Okay, so now we know what gear to choose. How do we go about choosing it?
Well, there are several things to keep in mind. I think the most important of which is never compromise safety. Now, this doesn't mean you have to purchase the most expensive option available.
No, most gear comes in a wide range of prices.
Right. And most new dive equipment meets safety standards and can provide years of reliable service, provided it's used and cared for correctly. Many of them even offer warranties and service provisions to promote that care.
A handy thing to have, since things like regulators, BCDs, and tanks require regular service.
They sure do. So before you make your choice on any gear, ask a couple of questions on its maintenance. Will you be able to get the gear serviced regularly? Are the parts readily available, not only at home, but in locations where you might travel?
How about how the gear fits?
Comfort is key. Don't let color, cost, or coolness sway your purchase. A lot of gear, like masks, fins, and wetsuits, requires a good fit to be effective, so it's not all about feeling good. A good fit and comfort can also help you gain confidence and stay relaxed. Your gear should become an extension of you when you dive, not a source of aggravation you're constantly fighting.
If you had to choose one piece of advice to divers shopping for their first set of gear, what would it be?
Don't be pressured into purchasing anything if you're not sure about it. Dive gear represents a substantial investment, not to mention the fact that you'll be putting your life in its hands underwater. So don't feel pressured to make a purchase of anything if you're not sure or if you don't feel good about it. Renting is a great way to test gear, and most dealers who offer rental gear rent the same brands they sell. And definitely, don't be afraid to ask questions of dive professionals, of the manufacturer, or even other divers. It's your gear. Make sure it's what you want.
With proper care and maintenance, your gear should be with you a long time. So don't rush when making your choice. Your life will depend on your equipment. So take the time to find the gear that's right for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah! Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization.
With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, I see the lines have been ringing there at 888-88-SCUBA. And is this him? Is this Tube Sachin?
I think it is. Can't imagine anyone would pretend to be this guy.
Well, what do you mean?
I've never talked to him before. You say he's a super fan.
Well, I've been getting emails from him for the last, a month or so. And I said, yeah, go ahead and call in today. Tube Sachin, is this you?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Greg?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey. Welcome.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you sound a little different than I expected, I guess. I don't know.
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, we're on Scuba Radio. You're on Scuba Radio.
Oh my
Welcome.
God. First long time listener. I'm calling. What? First I get to talk to Bill and now I'm not. How is everybody doing out there?
Yeah, well, they're good. Well, and we appreciate you listening. I assume
are you guys
diving.
Diving today?
No, we're doing the show today.
I actually dove today.
Well, that's right. Bill did dive. He was in the pool right before we did the big show today. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Okay. So.
Well, for me, it has to count because I get so few opportunities. The fact that I was able to get into the pool does count for me.
True.
Mr. Saki.
Oh, Greg. Saki.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Is the mermaid puppet there?
Mermaid puppet is not here today. No.
Well, that's kind of who I was calling to talk to.
You wanted to talk to the mermaid puppet.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping the mermaid puppet was there. Do you know she's got a boyfriend?
Several. No, she's kind of loose. I don't know if she plays the field, doesn't she?
Oh,
the puppet?
I don't have you talking that way about her.
Okay. You kind of have like a similar tone to your voice. Is that of the Scuba Radio Mermaid Puppet? Or what? How do you know this? From going to the website and seeing pictures?
We're kind of cut from the same cloth.
Cut from the same cloth?
Yeah, well, I'm a puppet.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm a puppet. What's so weird about that?
Okay, so wait a minute. We have the mermaid puppet, which we have pictures up at scubaradio.com, and now it sounds like the mermaid puppet has attracted a puppet friend or a puppet stalker, maybe.
I'm not stalking her. I just want to, maybe meet her sometime.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't even know what to think of this. What is wrong?
Don't you ever get any callers that are puppets?
Not generally.
Well, let me tell you, don't sell yourself short because I know a lot of puppets that like Scuba Radio.
Okay, well, we welcome all. We don't want to discriminate against any listeners, so
my favorite song is?
What is your favorite song?
Master of Puppets.
The Master.
Metallica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By Metallica, of course. Okay, Bill, this number right here?
Yeah.
Block it.
That. Yeah,
yeah, right. Block that one. I don't know what's happened with today's show.
Tubasaki.
Yes. That was just...
That didn't ring any bells with you?
I don't know.
It was a tube sock.
You're the call screener.
Sock puppet.
You didn't see this coming. I'm just here. You're supposed to...
You told me we have a listener who I've never met calling in, and I put through...
The
listener I've never met.
I'd never talked to him. I'd only gotten emails, so I didn't. That was the first time I really heard their voice. By the way, was that a guy or a girl?
It is hard to tell, but I think it was a guy. Much like the voice of the mermaid puppet, which I think he's going to be disappointed in.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems as though the... Tubisaki guy thought that the mermaid puppet was entirely a girl and it's only, kind of partly a girl. Like, it's a girl puppet, but voiced by what we in the biz call a guy.
Now that's getting confusing.
Exactly. I don't even know what he's talking about. Because every time I've seen the mermaid puppet, it's a her. It's
what about Miss Piggy?
She's very annoying.
It is a female puppet, and it is very annoying, but I see whose hand is inside the puppet. Don't you
right,
notice
that's ridiculous.
That?
Just keep that to yourself, okay?
I've seen the pictures on scubaradio.com.
Yeah, yeah.
He swims freely, just like all of us.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get it back on track with some scuba training and information and new gadgets and stuff next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
In the sun by the bay, I want to ride a manta ray. Gliding through the ocean beneath the moon and stars. Never be the same once you ride a manta ray.
That is Eric Stone. His new bar down in Marathon, scheduled to open in September-October time frame. Dockside Tropical Cafe. Google it.
His bar, my bar.
That's right. Bill's bought a piece of the action. So
I'm a restaurateur.
Yes. Nice place, though. I'm really looking forward to that. So it'll be fun to go down there and hang out with Eric. All right. So we have had Paul Stanley from KISS on the show today. We had this sock puppet. I don't know what that's all about, but you know, the hits just keep on coming. On the phone now, believe it or not, we have Michael Caine, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Michael, welcome to Scuba Radio. Loved you in Batman. How are you? Michael?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like...
He has probably never, ever heard that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Michael. Okay, well, this is the Michael Caine. This is the Michael Caine from this new Scuba app that we're going to talk about right now, called Scuba Sessions. Michael, how are you? And thanks for playing along at home, as well as the rest
All
of our listeners.
It's great to be on. This is an honor.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. All right, so let's talk about this new app that you've put out. This is great timing because I have some dive students that need to get through some of their book work, And I got this email from Michael, and he has put together a scuba app.
I can almost imagine what the email says. It says, I've been listening to Scuba Radio for years. I've heard some of your on-air training, and clearly you need help.
Man, it was pretty much to that effect, wasn't it, Michael? Just play along at home. Just continue. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. That's why I'm figuring you guys needed help. That's how I got my idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, there, of course. He listened to the show and realized we definitely needed help. Usually it involves people in white coats and things like that, padded rooms. But in this case, it was just an app. There is an app for that now called Scuba Sessions that you put together that you've pulled a bunch of like scuba quiz questions from the Paddy Open Water course or Nowy courses and that kind of thing and put something together real nice. Right, Michael?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
How did this come to be?
I mean, I think...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Well, it came about, I was actually taking the Nowy Dive course by myself, and I'm a bookworm, so I was studying every day. And there's just certain things that, you know, with my life on the line that I really wanted to stick in my head.
Yeah.
So I would write them down, and the list just accumulated. And I was like, wow, this is a really wealth of information I think a lot of people should get instilled in their brain. And book is great. You know, they have the DVD course as well. But everybody's on the phone these days, so... You know, an app would be the perfect way so people could sit in line and learn their scuba diving course.
Yeah, you know, and I was playing with this thing, the other day. He sent me a code for it. And by the way, you can get it in the iTunes store. Just look up Scuba Sessions, and it'll pop right up there. But, you know, they got a scuba quiz section, which has like 250 questions. A lot of the same type of questions that it would show up on your Paddy or Nowy, open water final or exam or, you know, all the quizzes and that kind of stuff. And it's good stuff. And the way you laid it out, there's a little timer on it so you can make it into a little contest type of deal. I thought it was very, ingenious way to make it into a fun little game. Section on dive tables, hand signals with videos, the whole thing. And you pretty much put this thing together all on your own. Is that right, Michael? Just out of a need to create an extra study, element for yourself to help you learn this stuff. You figured, hey, I might be able to make a buck from this. Is that kind of how it came to be?
Well, that's all right. I put my heart and soul. Well, as the questions accumulated and after something I always wanted to do, and this is the perfect way I felt to give back because not only does it help, you know, people of all ages, but especially little kids and, you know, young adults that need that, and especially the older veteran scuba divers that need refreshers. And with the hand signal videos, I thought that was really good, so people actually could see them in action underwater instead of just kind of reading about them or seeing still pictures. So I thought that was a good focus for me, too.
Yeah, well, and I agree. I mean, some of the questions, even I was kind of scratching my head going, you know, it's been a while since I've had to answer that question. What is it again? And I tried to beat the timer, and I answered wrong. And that's the part that kind of made it fun and a little bit more into a fun little contest type of game. But Scuba Sessions is the name of this app, and this works on your iPhone right now and iPad. Is that right, Michael?
Yeah, all iOS devices as of right now.
Okay, and you're working on a Google version.
There is a Droid version coming out.
Yeah, okay. And
Droid version coming out by the end of September, we hope. So.
Okay, by the end of September. And you can go to Scuba Sessions, or wait, am I right? ScubaSessions.com, am I saying that correct? I mean, I want to double-check that.
ScubaSessions.com, you can click and see the trailer. You can download it. It'll give you a link to the iTunes and our Facebook page. So,
got it.
Come like us, watch the trailer. And
Do you have any versions of this in BASIC? Because that's what my computer operating system is. It runs on BASIC. Do you have any... Any basic?
I have a punch card version.
Punch card.
Yes.
But
it's called a book.
When I was in college, I was not in the computer science avenue.
Yeah.
So at our school, which was a technology school, if you weren't studying computer science, you couldn't use the terminals.
Right.
So I had to turn in all my homework on punch cards back in 1981.
Yeah, I think you could use some
amazing
refresher.
Amazing how far we've come.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, not my phone, though. My phone actually runs in the same operating system.
All right, I'll let you borrow my iPad for a session for a few minutes, and you can do one of these quizzes.
No, I'll just find
porn. Hand signal
porn.
Things. Or
I can't be trusted.
Yeah. You know what, Michael, I got to say.
It's really tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that? What?
Oh, I was just going to say, on the Paddy section, I actually had a... dive instructor of Thomas Bates from the University of Michigan come on and do the whole Patty section. And he was really great to work with, so.
Yeah, well,
I
am impressed. You've laid it out really, really nice. It's a great tool, I think, for aspiring divers, or like you said, if you want to refresh some of your skills and make it into a fun little game as well. It's only like a buck or two on the iTunes store. Scuba Sessions, just do a little search and get it. You'll like it. Congratulations, Mike. Good work. Keep it up. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio Oz is on deck. Stay close. We got more coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.